flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doesn't he have more touchdowns than any other tight end from that position in history, right?
Yes, he's seventh
number
all time.
Number one.
He's seventh all time.
So, you know.
Are we recording now?
Of receiving touchdowns.
Are we recording this?
Number one in tight end touchdowns?
Yes, yeah, he's all-time leader in tight ends touchdowns.
Yeah, we're recording.
116.
You know, so people like that, though. And there's a lot of. This is why I don't fuck around a whole lot on Twitter. Because you're never going to change somebody's mind by arguing with them. So what's the point of arguing? I guess the argument itself.
I think people enjoy arguing. I think there are people that just enjoy that.
I don't type fast enough to be arguing. That's why I argue with my damn wife. Don't send me no long. You know, two things my wife knows. I'm not going to argue with you. And don't send me no long-ass text message. Just fucking call
text
me. I'm not reading it.
No, there's no. No marital dispute has ever been settled via text.
No.
Like, just come on home.
And we'll sit here and talk about this shit.
Let me formulate all my arguments so I can make sure I'm real on point when you get here. But yeah, I'm not going to hash it out via text. And then like the little bubbles pop up and it's like, oh God, she's typing a long one here.
The bubbles stay there for like
this is her opening statement. Cross-examination. You better get ready for this.
You're like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah, we got some guys on this very radio station that will sit there and have Twitter battles with people while they're on the air. You know, like, how are you even doing that?
Which, that's crazy. It's like you're actively taking your mind off the thing you're supposed to be doing. But then more than that, it's like, I don't know. Like, I think Twitter's a great tool for interacting with listeners for sure. It's great. I love it. I love kind of the fun back and forth. The people are really funny. There's good entertainment on there. Or like yesterday, we had the thing about like, hey, we want to go turkey hunting, and a million people hit me up about that, which
that's
is great.
Fantastic.
Like I love that. But like to take it seriously.
Take it seriously.
Yeah.
Take it seriously.
And like get, you know, like spend hours and hours going back and forth, because some of these arguments our coworkers will have with people on Twitter that they've never met before will be days long. Like they'll be going back and forth days long, which means that you're doing other stuff in your life and thinking about an argument that you're having
never even met
on the internet with somebody that you've never met. Like you might be having dinner with your wife and you're not fully present because you're thinking about a Falcons draft debate you're having with someone on the internet that you've never met. And if you're doing that, you probably should, you got to think about what the fuck's going on.
So,
cause that's not good.
They would never do this because I think that it would make people realize how much time they waste on this freaking app. But I would love to know, like send out a blast freaking questionnaire to everybody that's on Twitter, no matter how long you've been on it. Have you ever changed your mind about any subject matter after arguing about it with someone on Twitter? Or in real life, but Twitter mostly, because you are arguing most of the time with a bunch of strangers.
I will say sometimes, like, you know.
You ever been like, oh, light bulb, you're right.
Well, I'll be like, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about it like that. Like, that's a good point. Or, oh, I didn't realize that, or something like that. But not, you know, not often. Not often.
And so I guess some people will have, like, a different perspective on something that can make you be like, eh, all right, but.
Yeah, there was one, I don't know, there was something recently the other day. Because I will do, if someone says something to me, at me in a tweet that I vehemently disagree with, I will respond once. I'll be like, look, that's just not true.
Like the freaking $450 million investment. Like,
yeah, that. I was like, look, that's
still
just
only
not,
one guy.
It's just not true.
Look at the bigger picture
like,
here.
I just, especially if it's based off something that I said on the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's
a
like,
lot of them will be.
It's important to me that my point was delivered clearly, you know?
Yeah.
And if you thought that based off what I said, it wasn't. Obviously, right. I didn't do my job.
But how you responded to that probably opened that guy's eyes up to the bigger picture.
Maybe. But just
so
like,
I guess in that scenario.
If there's like, if there's a combative tweet that starts with something that I said on the air that it seems like they heard differently or took differently, I'm like, all right, well, that's fine. Like, let me clarify. Because, I mean, I want to make sure that I'm clearly articulating the thing that I'm trying to say. And if you think what I said was the NFL's rigged or something, whatever, something crazy, then I fucked up and did a bad job.
But that's the thing about
like, let me make sure I clarify myself.
What, just you think, and somebody said this to me in my DMs, do you think because Terrell Owens said that the NFL's rigged that I give a fuck?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. All right,
yeah,
my mind's canned.
Yeah, you think I give a fuck?
Terrell Owens said
and that's
it.
Exact, and that's how I replied to
did
him.
You?
Yeah, I was like, bullshit.
I think
but
the same guy probably hit
me up. Do you think just because he said that I give a fuck?
Right, like T.O.'s the be-all and all like, on this conversation.
Like, get the fuck out my face.
Oh, yeah. In that case.
Oh, fuck, I didn't realize T.O. thought that.
Nobody asked him.
I guess then now
the
I do
out my
also.
Face. And he's talking shit, too.
Who is?
Whatever.
Okay. Well, because like I think this someone sent me that video also, like, but they had previously sent me another video of some fan breaking stuff down. I was like, "Are you sending me conspiracy theory videos?"
Because one thing I'm
on the internet.
One thing I don't do is that right there. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we're not doing conspiracy theories.
Yeah, just like they got fucking like the NFL has stock in Kansas City. Y'all about some dumb fucks.
Yeah, man. It's
and I said it. Yeah, y'all some dumb fucks.
It is amazing what people will believe. Like, yes. People would rather believe these complicated, convoluted, like multi-layered conspiratorial beliefs than just sometimes humans fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like sometimes humans make mistakes.
There's a large group of people on the planet that believe the planet's flat. Now, whether they honestly and truly believe this, which I find hard to believe.
Yeah. You think they're just trolling?
With the fact that we have day and night, that should be enough to prove it to you right there.
I don't know. I don't care.
I find it so hard to believe there's actually people that
I don't know, man.
But I think that's my
been on an airplane
my
before.
My biggest thing is like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean,
like, why do you?
I don't care that you think that for sure. I definitely don't care that you think that.
I only think it's disturbing. I was like,
well,
okay,
it's a little disturbing when you think, and this is my problem with all of the stuff, all of the conspiracy. Because here's the thing, like, it's really easy. I think we do this a lot because it makes it feel better to be like, oh, these people are just fucking idiots and they live in their mom's basement.
Right.
Nope.
No, they're not.
These people are third grade teachers.
Yeah.
These people are fucking politicians.
Yeah.
These are the people that can that like they're just anybody. Like they're just people
now,
that are
I think it is it
in
does
society.
Get whittled thin a little bit the higher you do go up because it does take a certain intellect.
I certainly hope so. I would certainly hope so. But I'm also not convinced of that, you know? Like,
but I mean,
I think there's so, I don't know.
80% of the world are people fucking dipshits. And it's that 20%. And then when you go higher, those are the people that end up in leadership positions.
Just think about,
or, you know,
what you would consider to be average intelligence. Just whoever the person is, or maybe it's yourself, whatever. You're just like, this is an average.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thinker.
I would love to meet the average intelligence.
I don't even know who that would be.
We would be shocked.
But that means half the people are dumber.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Of that than that person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Average is like, you know, that's a C. Yeah. You know what I mean?
God damn, Dion.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bill Belichick had all 8 rings on last night.
Well, 7, and she had 1.
Oh, she had 1. What a fucking dude.
No, but that's the situation.
I fucking love it.
That's the situation of like recruiting like before.
You think
he's never been there before.
You think Bill wore his 100 jacket.
Sure he did.
All right. Which, like, I remember when they made that, when you remember that Super Bowl, when everybody was pissed off. And his rings on the damn car. Like,
next to his 24-year-old girlfriend who's half naked.
And
she's wearing one of the rings, too.
And standing by Deion Sanders, who they're going to recruit players against. Like, you see these motherfucking rings?
Yeah, like, what's he up to? Like, because he never did any of this stuff before.
Dude.
This is all recruiting? Or he's mad at everybody and wants to flex?
It will help him with
recruiting. I bet it helps with recruiting.
You think so?
Yeah. This is the first award show he's ever attended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, of course.
He's usually in the damn Super Bowl.
I just saw pictures and I'm like, what's Bill up to? Yeah. Like, what's this guy?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Bill.
What's he up to?
Like, in case y'all forgot, this? I'm Thanos.
Yeah, but he's been Thanos.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But, you know, he's been out of the not out of the limelight, but not, you know, right smack dab in the middle of the Super Bowl picture for a while.
Fuck yeah, Bill.
Just in case y'all forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like he hadn't ever done this stuff before. And now he's doing
it. It's fun. Well, maybe it's the 24-year-old girlfriend.
I just couldn't help
it. A little,
I kept going back to the conversation we had a couple weeks ago about her dad. Just fucking.
Love that shit, dude.
If her dad's on Twitter,
with that little dress on.
He's got to murder Bill Belichick now.